Body language after that win sort of says it all, but put into words what this means to you.
It means a lot. You know, we put in a lot of effort into every game here, and it's not done until you put that last puck in. It was a series that it was two teams that didn't give much. You know, Price was playing really well, and we didn't get anything for free, and it was kind of the message going into this game too. You know, it's not going to be handed to us in any way, and we had to work really hard until the end to get it done. And it's just exciting and a great feeling to do it in front of our fans. You know, that excitement when you realize that the puck goes in and you're moving on. It's been pretty intense the last few days, but it's all worth it.
You make the save on Placan, it's a little over a minute left. Take us through that play. Did you know he was there?
No, not really. I knew I was in trouble because I wasn't in good position in the first play, and he threw it at me, so my first thought was, don't knock it in. And then when he ends up right on his stick, it was just a desperation save, and luckily he didn't put it far corner. It was just a quick play, so... You know, I knew with 2 minutes to go, it's going to be one or two more saves. And if I can come up with those, we're going to be in good shape. And, the whole series, though, it was a lot of fun to play because the guys played so hard with a lot of structure in front and made it, you know, so much easier for me to focus on my game and try to do my part. So it was a great feeling to see the way we worked on it. Especially the way we battled back the last couple of games.
What do you think changed between the first period and the last two?
Well, you've seen in almost every game where, you know, one team starts well and then it's going to be the other team's going to battle back. It's just hockey. It works like that. It's hard to play a dominant 60-minute hockey game. So we felt like we could do a lot of things better in the second, and we did. We had more jump and... We were skating more, we were winning more battles, and made it really tough for them in their own end. So, great way to answer after the first.
Given how physical this series was, how much will you guys covet this rest, and how much will you watch Boston to Ottawa, if only to start scouting?
Oh, like I said, every game here, it's pretty exhausting, and it's so intense, as it should be. The next couple of days will be important to just relax and recharge mentally and physically, and then you start focusing on the next round. You know, you need to start over and realize how much work you have in front of you if you want to move on to the next one. And doesn't matter who we face, obviously. Two teams that they wouldn't be in this position if they were not playing good hockey and they work hard. So I expect tough series moving forward.
How much did it help getting out of that first period, matching their desperation, coming out only 1-0 in the locker room to regroup and go out for the second?
Yeah, I think as long as you can keep the game pretty close, you know it can turn. As a goalie, I saw what happened last game up in Montreal. They had a lot of puck and energy the first half of that game. And we didn't get hurt. We were just down 2-1, and then we scored a second goal, and the whole game changed after that. Third period in overtime was our game, and you just need to realize that. When they keep coming, just make sure you don't get hurt, and then we're going to regroup, and sooner or later this will turn. And it did again today. Our second period was probably our best period in the series.
You and Dan